Okay, so we're here today doing this recording for our class on Module 1, which is moving inward. And what we want to go over today are just some regulation tools that you can do when you're in fight, flight, or freeze. And these are terms that we're going to go over more depth in Module 2. But for today, we're just going to kind of briefly cover it and just give you some quick tips that you can do as an adult. We're going to go further detail about what we can do for our kids when they're overwhelmed and showing signs of stress. But today, this is just about us adults. So first, I just want you to notice, Emily, what you're feeling in your body right now. What do you notice? Do you have any areas of comfort or discomfort?
My body is actually feels pretty comfortable at the moment. I'm a little bit tired, so I'd say there's discomfort in my mind and my brain. My head feels a little heavy.
Okay, so when you notice the fatigue, and so that actually has a physical sensation that you can identify, you just notice in a little bit of heaviness.
Heavy. It feels heavy. Yeah. I'm aware
And
of
where
my
in your
eyelids
eyelids?
and my head. Like my head feels like my neck is on a little pin or something. I'm a bobblehead.
It's a bobblehead. Okay. And just when you notice your head right now, and that bobblehead and a little bit of weight on your eyelids, what else do you notice? What comes into your perception now?
Well, that's a good question. So then, if I really think about it, I can feel heavy in the rest of my body. It's almost like maybe because I'm so tired, I can only focus on my head. But if I take a moment to notice, then I can kind of feel the rest of my body just feeling kind of slow or sluggish. It's been a busy week.
Sluggish. And what kind of sensation does sluggish feel like? Does it have a warmth to it, or is it cool? Does it feel like it's expanding? Or maybe tell me a little bit more about sluggish.
I'd say warm. I want cool. Like the fans are on. I need a fan on me. That's really comforting right now. So I'd say, yeah, kind of hot, warm, slow, heavy, a little bit hunched, not erect, not upright, just like, ooh, like a
You're
puddle.
even noticing like a downward movement.
Yeah, down. That's how it feels.
Yeah. Oh, listen. And what when you notice that downward kind of positioning of your body, you even said hunched, like I can see
Yeah,
even
like
the curvature and
forward.
the shape. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you notice maybe even in your lower body?
That's an interesting question for me because I've had back issues recently that I think I've solved. So my lower back is actually feeling much better than it's been feeling lately. So I've kind of almost all, the only thing I'm aware of with my lower back. Yeah, I suppose there's some soreness actually, if I really kind of tune in and move in. There's some soreness from my lower back through my butt and my thighs.
Yeah, I see you can
Part of the
even feel
hunch.
it makes you almost want to, like you're moving
Yeah,
a
like I
little bit to
wanna,
kind of
yeah,
stretch it out
I
a
need to stretch it. I need some yoga.
So you're noticing like that when you take that time to notice the fatigue,
Yeah.
that you can even expand upon that and just notice where it shows up in all of your body.
Yeah, it's
Yeah.
everywhere. I think my hands get kind of like almost like
Even they have that little shape of kind of curling in.
exactly. Like, oh, well, I just need to burrow.
Yeah, burrow. I'm just thinking about that though. What does that bring up if when you recall like kind of burrowing? Does that have like
Safety.
a safe? Okay. That you said
Yeah,
safety?
safety is a big one for me. So being in, I've used this analogy quite a bit, but yeah, being in a cave, curled up in a cave, safe, dark, quiet, cold, so like a cocoon or a cave. So that would be, I think that's where I go. If my body's tired or depleted, I think based on my history, I have a predominant need for safety. So it's like
Safety.
my body's just kind of naturally like, okay, it's time to ball up like an armadillo or something.
Armadillo, yeah. But just thinking about that armadillo and the cave and that comfort.
Yes.
So you're noticing now, even though you're tired, you can feel almost like, oh, there's a safety in the field, like in between us right now in the space that you and I are sharing. It feels kind of cozy.
Yeah, cozy is the right word.
As a cranial sacral therapist, as I'm like tracking this field, this is what we're talking about in the class,
Yeah.
is there's this energetic space between you and I, even though we're on a Zoom call.
Yeah.
Right. And I can feel this, I can feel like even like a warmth expanding in my back right now, in my lower back.
Yeah. Yeah.
I even have like a little streaming, like kind of an energetic streaming in my legs. And it makes me feel again safe and cozy. So that's exactly what we were trying to cover and demonstrate for everyone in the class is that in your family or in relationship with people, there's an energetic space. And you can tap into that just by going inward a little bit and noticing your body.
Yeah, attunement to your own body. And I think the coolest part, well, there's lots. I love attunement. Attunement's all the rage for me. I think it just serves so many areas. But to be able to attune to ourselves, right, in the practice of doing that is really what helps us be able to then do that in the world. So with our other loved ones or just people to be able to notice or pick up on the cues and kind of attempt to assess what the needs are.
Well, and that brings up such an interesting point because this attunement is really it's presence. It's taking the time to notice, and just in that little bit of noticing, you could see there was this expansion in our space. And so many times, like in life, like especially when I'm with my kids, there's so many things that I'm having to get done in a short amount of time. So there's like the space gets really condensed.
Yes.
And so that's what I wanted to ask you about now. Like, so when you're in a condensed space, so we mentioned that word fight or flight. So when things get a little bit more hectic and like the morning time for me and my family, it's like if
Sure.
we have to get out the door and there's school and there's jobs and there's breakfast that has to be made and there's kids that may not want to get out of bed and they don't want to brush their teeth and you're like I'm on a timeline and they don't care
Yeah.
anything about
Yes.
the timeline,
That's right. That's right.
So I'm just noting like what happens to you and your body like when you get into a bit of a crunched time space.
Yeah. So, I think I have a predominant way that I respond to the world at this stage of my life, right? As a mother in her 40s, right? I have some established behaviors. And I'd say in the example that you just gave, the crunch, right? The morning, the kids, rounding it all up, doing all the things, working and maintaining households, right? I'm gonna come I, when I get triggered or stressed in that, it is very it's you said condensed, and that to me feels like control, which is definitely true for me. And it has a texture, it has a feel to it, right? It feels like the gears turning. And there's a tolerance, there's a window there, right, that I can function in that gear for a while. And if I'm tired or there's other stresses or whatever, and I get pushed over the edge, you know, not by somebody, but just circumstantially, if I get pushed over the edge, my body is over the edge, then I'm going to go into fight. That's going to be my predominant response.
You're
I
a
think
fighter, huh?
I am a fighter, so I'll get angry, I'll get loud, reactive, defensive, you know, big. I'd say that's that in those situations, that would be my predominant reaction.
So there's like
More,
you can have an eruption, like there's a
yeah,
switch that can
there's
just, and
a,
it,
yeah, snap.
yeah. And what
And I
happens
think,
in your
yeah,
body just when you notice?
there's a clenching, just like you,
Okay. So you can
yeah, I'll
feel like a tightening
clench.
in your body.
Oh, yeah, I hold my breath, I grip my teeth. I've had TMJ in the past, so like I didn't even realize it, but I was gritting my teeth when I was sleeping. I had terrible mouth pain. We thought I needed a root canal, but really I was just clenching when I was asleep,
Well, it's just funny
processing the
now,
stress.
like here in the space that you and I are in. I had to remind myself not to clench
Not to
my jaw
clench.
because I'm starting to feel in the space, like, and just hearing you recount what happens in your body, like I'm getting a little heat.
Yeah, you can feel
Like
the
I'm
hot.
starting
And
to.
I run hot, you know. I kind of, oh, like you're getting it. I'm giving it to you through the screen.
I'm sweating over here, Emily.
Yeah.
I
There was a
need
time
my
where,
deodorant.
yeah, there was a time where at work, I was a teacher and I would, you know, just needle around and pick things up and check on teachers and kids. And I'd pick up garbage and things. And there was a day that I like looked in my hand and realized that I'd been clenching
Oh
garbage for like 6 hours.
Oh,
Like I
wait.
had picked it up outside the school at 8 in the morning and it was now noon and I'm still clenching, right?
Well, that's
So
so funny because well, for me, like I have that predominant state where I'm a fighter, and same thing. But interestingly enough, when you were talking about that window that we have, I'll get into that fight phase. And if I can do that for quite some time repetitively, you know, and my pattern is usually by Friday, I've had so much input and things that I'm trying to balance that Friday night is kind of when I noticed in my body that I would have a dropout. I would completely dissociate. And I had patterns that I did. Like I think I've mentioned to you know, I used to be a sommelier and I worked for a wine importer. So I had endless amounts of wine samples at my house. But I would binge watch TV and like drink wine and eat cheese. That was my checkout mode. And it took me a long time to realize that even though I was doing that in a healthy way, I was, you know, tending to this complete overwhelm of like this chronic fight at different times of the day over the week that I would drop out. And I wanted to change that pattern because I didn't like that space that I got in, because when I'm in that space, I don't hear people talking to me.
Interesting.
Or I'll read a book and it's like I can read a 3 or 4 pages and I'm like, what did I just read? You know?
Wow.
Yeah. And I'd kind of have like this amnesia. And I would be like flat. Like my kids would have needs and I couldn't attune to their needs. Cause I just
Wow.
didn't, it was almost like an apathetic state. And so I really wanted to get over that. I wanted to be able to have more capacity to notice like what was happening during the week in those times of overwhelm and be able to like dial that back. And you know, becoming a cranial sacral therapist was, you know, great for me because
Oh yeah, for sure.
it helped me rewire my nervous system. But it taught me these skills that we're going over in this class, and that is like anybody can do this, where if you notice that overwhelm in your body, you can just take a pause. Like you can notice, oh wait, I'm clenching my jaw. I know that in the morning times there's crunch time. What can I do to change my environment, my space? Like, do I n make my lunches for the kids the night before? And do I have, like, what are the measures that I take in order to build space in and around a routine that I know is going to happen? Right. And so when I started doing that, like, not every day's perfect, but
Certainly, yeah.
I was able to build in like space for my kids and understand how they act in the morning. Who's,
Right.
who's the sluggish one, or who's the one that can, get up and do what needs to be done without a lot of haggling, right? But just knowing that and just being conscious of what was going on in our family field, we even set up like a rule. Like, my husband is really activated in the morning. Like, he's ready to go. He's done. And he's so much like he couldn't, we decided that he couldn't be in the kitchen space when we're trying to make breakfast because he would overwhelm everybody with his like tiger energy. And it was a good thing for, I mean, he wakes up and he's ready to go and he's, excited about his day, but that could topple like real quick. And if a kid is moving too slow or something, then it would be like danger zone. So we did. We were conscious of it and we just built it in. Like, honey, I've got the kitchen in the morning. Like, and this is how you can help me out in other ways, like in the dishwasher the night before or something. I don't know. But that
No.
was interesting because what we're talking about in all of this is the space. The whole point is this energetic space that everybody in the family is part of the energetic space and they feed off of each other. And they can feel like a child can feel what's going on in their parents, right?
Children feel their way through the world, really. They're
Yeah.
picking up on all the energetic messages. I absolutely believe that. I think that it's not really talked about enough. We very mainstream parenting is very logical, and young human beings just aren't. They're just little energetic, psychic bubbles just going around absorbing all of the things.
Yeah.
And some of them can, process or chelate the energy different than others, but some hold it, right? And you really need help to process or let go of the energy in the room. So I think, yeah, I think that's a really, really, really powerful and important point. We
That
talk a
actually
lot
gives me
about
chill bumps because
in a cage.
it reminds me of something somebody told me once, like about parenting. They said, nobody ever told me that really 99% of parenting is keeping your shit together. Not your kids, but like your stuff, because we're the model, we're the home base.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're human.
Yeah, and we have our, it's so, there's so much there, right? It's because it's like we also know that shit's gonna fall apart.
Yep.
It is. And then there's, it gets real complicated because we are our own people, right? So we've got our own history, our own perception, our own personality, all the things that make up who we are individually. And then we have our people, our children and our partners and our loved ones around that may share in experiences with us, but we're each kind of individually doing it. And there's so much projection that happens within families because we think we're all doing the same thing or we're experiencing the same thing, but it's uniquely different for each of us, and I think that it's such a tricky balance, all the things,
Well, that's why I just
Parenting is
love
a lot.
it is a lot. And that's why I just love how powerful this first module is about moving inward. And this word that you use, attunement, because really the that's like the name of the game, is being able to know what's going on in your body and then having some things to fall back onto when, like you said, when the shit does hit the fan, or even in ways, like I said, building in space, knowing the patterns of your family, like what are some things that you can do? And that's why we, put together this recording today with some tips, quick tips for adults who need some down regulation. You're going to hear that word a lot in this class, but the
Yes.
nervous system where you can come back in and get a little bit of space to breathe. So, and that was, I know you have some really cool tips. I know one that I love, and I've seen
Yeah.
you do it, and that's just rubbing my earlobes.
Yeah.
Because this, we haven't even talked about the vagus nerve, but we're gonna.
Yeah.
And it's, this is a great way to access the vagus nerve, which really is, it's one of the largest cranial nerves in the body. And it's all about sensing the state of your body. And you, it goes right, it intersects here with the trigeminal nerve and the face, and the facial nerve. And just by rubbing your earlobes is such a soothing mechanism. Like you
It
can,
really is.
you're getting
I
into
think
it.
about babies that I've known that have like naturally done that too. Like
And
what
my
held
kids
their
at home,
ear.
oh, they love it when I just like
Yeah.
rub their ear. And
Touch their
I'm a
ear.
massage therapist too, so it's kind of
Yeah.
funny, but I love teaching parents like touch.
Yeah.
Touch is so important, and you can just touch your own self in
Yeah.
like little ways that can just be, put you in that little cocoon that you were in there earlier, right?
Yeah, my special safe cocoon.
And one other thing I love doing, and this is, I do this when I'm driving in a car maybe, or when others aren't around, because they would look at me really weird if they saw what I'm doing. Peter Levine, who's like a famous somatic, he invented somatic experiencing, like some of the stuff that we're doing on this call today. And he talks about this whole VOO, the VOO, the VOO, and how you can actually massage your vagus nerve that, descends down through your throat cavity here by just VOOing. So I don't know. I'm going to invite you. I'm going to do it if you want
Okay,
to.
let's do it. I'll do it. I'm
All
gonna
right.
voo with you.
Yeah. Get my VOO on.
My voo on with you.
It's so funny. When I have women do this in the clinic a lot, it's great because there sometimes you have to find your own voice. Sometimes it's hard to do the VOO. Especially I mentioned women because we can reside predominantly more so than men in the parasympathetic nervous state. So to have that oomph to bring you up. Like this is a great tool when I dissociate, like on the couch, when I'm kind of flat and those things that I told you about. This is where the VOO comes in. This can like really upregulate your nervous system and bring you into embodiment. So, with no further ado, let's do the
Hey,
VOO.
ready?
Yeah. All right.
I'll choose this.
I'm just going to do it one more time because it feels good.
Yeah, I choose reminds me of Om in yoga.
Yeah, you got to get that, that zen. But it's cool. Like it's a like now you can feel there's a little bit of a mellow tone.
Oh, it's not even a little bit. It makes me feel like lightheaded, which I like, but it like kind of it's intense for me. Anytime I do these regulation tools, it's intense for me. I have an intense reaction. And sometimes when I show people, they're like, I don't know if that did anything. I wasn't really into that, you know? And I'm so curious. I'm like, is it just practice? Like, if you keep doing it, does it expand it? You know? Or, you know, I suppose not everything works for everybody. I'm willing to accept that, but I
Well,
have an
that's a
intense response to
conversation.
it.
That's a conversation for another call, because there's
Yeah.
definitely, it's about practice, because, and we're going to get into
Yeah.
that in module two. Because
Yes.
if you haven't experienced regulation a lot in your body, it may not feel so good. And like I see clients all the time, and it takes, sometimes I have clients that are so stressed and they carry it in their bodies, and they've had for years. I mean, these are people that have had childhood trauma or just stressful and family environments.
Sure.
And they, to get on the table and to feel safe, like, and drop into their body, right? Because
Yeah.
that's what we're doing right here. All this is about presence and being in your body. They can't do it because it's not safe. Being in that's why there's these mechanisms, to get you out of your body to protect you. And it's brilliant, actually, of the nervous system. It's
Right.
grace at its finest
Yes.
hour. Like, it's allowing you to survive. But that, you're so right. Like, it does take practice. And that's why, we're here with not everybody's gonna like these, but, and if so, like, let us know. Give us some
Yeah.
feedback.
Yeah.
Reach out to us and let us know, and then we can offer you a little bit more help. But you brought up a really good point. Sometimes it takes.
Yeah. And I think the breathing techniques, and we can talk about tapping too, or the VU, like these are very grounding, get into your body, very sensation oriented. And I think that for me, this is true, and I know it's true for other people too, that there are times where I just can't make myself sit down and ground. And I really have discovered that that isn't the need in the moment, right? That I've needed like some impact or some power or some action to move the energy around in my body, especially as someone that goes into flight, kind of an automatic, I'm sorry, fight as an
Right.
automatic response to stress. I have to move. I need to, flip over a tire or scream or punch something, turn the music up too loud, stomp my feet, and so that's a very, I might need to do that as an off-gassing experience to move some energy around before I could even consider doing a grounding technique. I can't take my anger and be like, okay, just ground, just ground. And I think this is really important because we hear so much in the world and parent child rearing and parent education and just, mental health conversations that are all over these days. We're hearing a lot of information. It's really in the mainstream about calming down, about being kind about, and I think that there's some misunderstanding that folks are mapping their unique and maybe angry or rageful experience, and then hearing this information that they just need to be calm or kind or quiet. And I think it can really make people feel like they have to suppress or that
Yeah.
it's not okay to experience a full range of emotions or even some of those really difficult or harsh feelings. I really like to normalize that stuff for people because I think that it's far more common than people realize that, a lot
Oh
of
yeah.
people struggle
Well,
with
and you and I are
anger
going to get
and
into that.
trauma.
I
Yes.
mean, you just brought up a whole thing about shame. What is the
Right.
emotion that, when you can't, you don't want to suppress, or you have this natural response, which I love. Like, this full throttle energy is so prevalent in our kids. And kids, for so long, have been kind of like, don't show your energy. This isn't the time to show your energy. Or, oh my God, you're embarrassing me. Like, you can't
Yeah.
have that explosion in the grocery store. Like, it's
Right.
not acceptable.
Oh, I'm guilty of that too, for sure. Yeah.
And it's so funny, because there's so many. In order to express your emotions and just get up and dance and meet your and seeing your kid where he's at, right? I say he or she, but when they have that expression that they need to get out, and it may not be the right time, it's really important to, find ways to have outlets. And, like, we even do that in the therapy setting. Like, 'cause I when I'm starting to get people, like, when to come up in their nervous system, that's a healthy way, to get rid of suppression and these built-in pent-up feelings that have been there forever, is I have them do push-ups.
Oh yeah,
Or some of my women, like they love, I always use women as an example, but I give them something to punch. I have a like big pillows, and they'll like punch into the pillow and just get that out. And it's normal. Like we have a full bandwidth of emotions, and they're healthy.
Right. Yeah, and how we, what we do and what we learn and how we process and acknowledging these things. I mean, the only way to gain new skills, right, is to be able to really tell the truth about it. And I think, yeah, the shame thing is a big deal, and it's really common and normal. Like most of us have embodied shame at some point. And so on this, healing journey or next phase learning journey, I think it's important for us, right, to really acknowledge that we understand it. We're honest about those things, and on the journey of making sense of that stuff.
Well, that's such a
And
good way to wrap it up, because we're on this journey, right? And inward right now in module one, we're going inward. And I'm really looking forward to the other exercises that we're going to do together, and show everybody here ways to regulate. But I hope that this was really helpful today, that a couple of these skills, just noticing your body. We did the VU, we did the ears. And then we just talked about how you can get energy out when you really need to express yourself. So I hope this was helpful.